Welcome to Odyssey. What's that?
Hi, Jack.
Welcome to Odyssey.
Huh? I'm just finishing.
Oh, would you like something hot? Hot.
Hi there.
I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan special report. A new fad diet is sweeping the nation, and it all started right here in Odyssey. But it's the heroic journey of the man behind the diet who has truly caught our attention today. For more, we turn to CFNN journalist Hank Conway to share with us this incredible and, yes, inspiring story.
It was a hopeful time for a younger Mr. John Avery Whitaker. A moment filled with opportunity. Yes, in the midst of sadness, the occasion arose for him to reach out to the troubled youth of Odyssey. With a passionate hope of fulfilling the dream of his late wife, Whitaker opened an ice cream shop / discovery emporium / hangout for kids / mystery Bible train something or other. Basically, a big place for kids. Everything seemed to be going well for John Avery Whitaker. But unbeknownst to those around him, he was hiding a big fat secret.
Honestly, I had no idea at first. He just seemed to be a nice guy. He even gave me some helpful advice about my brake pads.
I had suspicions that something was wrong. I would order a milkshake, and it would have the imprint of a finger in the top, like somebody had scooped some out and tasted it. He tried to cover it up with whipped cream, but I knew.
Well, I was working part-time for Wits End at the time, you know, to pay for movies or shopping or whatever. I was running up inventory, and the numbers didn't seem to add up. I told Connie, and she fired me. I didn't even know she could do that.
Yes, Mr. Witt was on a slippery downhill spiral. What started out as a love for sweets had become an all-out ice cream addiction. As his habit grew worse, the physical effects of eating gallons of ice cream a day began to take its toll, making it impossible to hide the problem any longer.
Well, I wasn't sure at first. I thought getting fat was just what old people did. But then one day when I had to rub butter on the doorway of the imagination station so he could get himself unstuck, I realized something was wrong.
Whitaker tipped the scales at 425 pounds. After unsuccessfully attempting numerous diets on his own, his good friend Eugene Meltzner, who was also rumored to have been pretty fat as a child, approached him and helped him get on a strict, secret, patented diet plan, all of which has been revealed in John Whitaker's new book, Quick Wit: How to Lose Weight Like Awesome. Although this diet produces dramatic results in weight loss, some have found that it also may alter the voice.
Sure, this diet works, if you want to sound like Mickey Mouse. I'm telling you, before I went on this diet, I used to sound like my identical twin brother here who has not gone on the diet yet. Say hello, Arnie.
Yo, what's up?
While a few have found complaints with the new diet, the majority of those on the diet have experienced beneficial effects. Back to you, John.
Thank you, Hank, for that truly inspirational story. In other news, the Room of Consequence iPad app was unveiled this week and will be available in the App Store in the next few months. Until next time, I'm John Watzenberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Good night.
And welcome to the very 21st episode of the number one Adventures in Odyssey fan podcast. I'm Ethan Daniels.
And I'm Phil Jenkins.
Yes, you are, Philium, joining us today over the phone. And you know, it's been quite a while, Philium, but we're back with some great Odyssey news and discussion.
Don't call me that.
Well, today we're talking about...
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The intern.
Intern who?
Interrupting the show. You see, it's funny because he actually is interrupting the show.
Right. Hey, you can come in if you want.
Thanks. Here's your coffee, Mr. Daniels, with 4 creams and 11 sugars. I got your room cleaned up, and I'll start on the windows right away. Did you want anything, Mr. Jenkins?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, I'll be right back with the grapes.
All right. Anyway, guys, today we're talking about...
Wait, Ethan, who was that?
Who? Oh, that guy? I don't know his name. I think it's like Jeremy or something.
What is he doing here?
Oh, right. Well, he's our new intern.
Intern? How in the world did we end up with an intern?
Apparently he's homeschooled, but he's taking some college courses or something. Anyway, he has to have a media internship to prepare him for the full college program, and he's a fan of our show, so he emailed me last week, and I told him to come on in today.
Ethan, I really don't think our show is what they're looking for. Isn't there some sort of list of suitable internships?
There is. We're on it.
Wait, how does that happen?
Well, it's just a simple online application.
Well, there must not be a screening process.
Well, I pulled some strings.
I'm sure. So, what do we have to do?
Oh, it's really easy. We just tell him what to do for a few weeks, then sign this piece of paper and send him on his way. He gets school credit, and we get free coffee. It's a win-win.
I don't think that's how it works. Aren't you supposed to be teaching him something?
I am. Remember, a good internship starts with good coffee.
Maybe we should get him practicing some show stuff.
All right, fine. I'll call him in here. Maybe we could find out a little bit about him. Hey, intern! Come in here!
Yes, Mr. Daniels?
Hey, have a seat. So, what is your name?
Oh, I'm James.
So how would you like to learn some stuff about media?
I'd love to. Ethan's been teaching me a lot, but hey, sure. I'm just happy to be here hanging out with the number one Odyssey fan.
Right. So what are your plans?
You mean for dinner?
What? No. I mean for life.
Oh. Well, I'm a senior in high school. I want to go on to study media broadcasting and maybe even do an awesome podcast like this one day.
Well, don't set your goals too high.
Don't listen to him, James. I think we can help you get some experience by helping us out with the ceiling fan feed.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, like fanning us while we talk with one of those big fan leaf thingies.
Actually, I was thinking about having you maybe do some interviews or some special segments on occasion.
Wait, what?
What do you think about that, James?
Oh, wow. Really?
Sure. I'll have Ethan come up with some ideas for you.
Oh, man.
And he'll enjoy it.
Fine, but he better not take over my show.
Ethan, nobody wants your show. People just listen for the Odyssey News updates anyway.
The what?
Anyway, let's start with the closing segment.
Wow, sweet. Until next time, I'm Intern James. The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Radio. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by K-Map Studios. Voice talent includes Kevin McCreary, Mark Jones, and Lauren Crisp. For more information about this and other Tadpole Radio shows, visit tadpoleradio.com. And don't forget to leave a comment at theceilingfan.blogspot.com. Goodbye.
Hey, he did a good job, don't you think, Ethan?
I guess. But I'm still gonna need that coffee.
Okay.
No, he's not.